You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
I watch every person in the world place their love from the womb to the casket in morning coffees and washing baskets. Let's collect down. Let's collect, collect it, let's collect it. And when they're on the way to school,
Laundromat by Pickle Darling, also the name of the brand new album. Kia ora, Lucas. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Congratulations on a beautiful record released on Friday. How are you feeling having this one out in the world?
I'm not sure. I think I feel okay about it. Yeah.
Early days yeah. To tell.
Everyone could hate it.
I think so far the reviews have all been very positive. The vibes are good. So that's a good sign, I would say.
Yeah. Hope so. Yeah.
It's a special record, Lucas. It feels like it's been quite a long time coming for you. You're someone who's always working on music. I don't think you're ever really not. But what has the process of getting Laundromat out in the world looked like for you?
I think I tried to do this one in a more kind of low stakes way. Like, I wanted it to feel like a first album again.
Mm.
I think it's also like it's my first album on a US label, and so maybe for a lot of people, it is kind of my first album.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. What's it been like working with Father Daughter Records? They seem like a cool sort of home for your music at the moment.
Yeah, no, they've been awesome. I'm kind of worried I'm going to lose some heaps of money. So.
you're really we'll setting see. Off with a really positive outlook for this this album cycle.
Yeah.
This is a special album, though, because it feels like quite a sort of centered space for you. I see that you're kind of thinking about your living situation a lot in writing this and kind of your place in the world a wee bit. Can you tell us a wee bit about some of these through lines or ideas that were shaping the album?
I think before... So when I was making this album, it kind of took like 2 years, and there was a lot of like trashing what I'd made along the way, and feeling, I think the idea of pursuing music seriously felt really bad to me for some reason. I think there was I'm not really sure why, but I think I wanted to just like, okay, like I think the more seriously I take this, the worse I actually feel about it. And when I treat it as something that is actually just healthy for myself, just because I want to do it, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it's like doing your chores. It's like you feel good doing that, and it's just a domestic sort of thing. I kind of treated making the album like that, and didn't really think about an audience or even necessarily releasing it. I was like, oh, I might just like dump it on the internet after this.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice feeling. It kind of ties into what you were saying about trying to make it feel like a first album, because that is often the headspace of a first album, is you're making it for you. The audience doesn't exist yet, so the pressure is off, or it's different.
Yeah, and all you have to do... I think it's really important to make yourself enjoy making music. Yeah. Like if you're not enjoying it, I feel like you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the wrong gear to be working in, perhaps.
Yeah.
I really love the way that you've sort of made this feel centered and grounded as a record. It makes a lot of sense to me that you were treating it like, yeah, doing your laundry or something. A kind of like almost looking after yourself process in the way that this has come together. There's also these lovely moments with friends of yours popping up as like voice notes or phone calls. The track that features Bedbug, particularly talking on that one, it's a lovely thing. What was the interest for you in having those peers be part of this record in that specific way, rather than maybe doing a singing feature or contributing some instrumentation or something?
I think when I was making the album, I was thinking a lot about what music means to me personally, and what my experience with being a music fan is, and I think because I feel like I'm quite an active music fan. Like I love just scrolling, reading music reviews and shit like that, and reading liner notes and all the kind of conversations around music is that's how I discover a lot of music. So I think I wanted to bring that onto the album and talk about because I just kind of sent out to a few people just like quite a vague prompt. I was like, basically just talk about your current feelings about music or making music, or talk about your favorite album, or just talk about anything. And people just sent me some stuff, and
that's a lovely thing, and quite a generous thing to do as well, to open your project up to other people's interpretations of the same idea that you're perhaps mediating on or having a think about.
And especially someone like Bedbug, who's like a bit of an inspiration to me as well. Like when I was making that song, I was trying to write a Bedbug song, so I was like, oh, I should just like get them on the song.
that'll actually totally make it a Bedbug like track, is to have Bedbug on it for sure. It's a long time that you've been working in this kind of space of bedroom pop, which is a very broad genre, but you work particularly in this kind of DIY twee kind of pocket of it. And there are artists like Bedbug that I see you reference a lot as people that have been touchstones for you. What are some other touchstones for this record in particular, things you've found yourself referencing or drawing on or thinking about while you've been working on this?
There's so much. I should have made a list.
a flowchart or something.
I think in terms of music, I was thinking a lot about the kind of... I don't know if people use the word outsider art anymore, but I guess a lot of that sort of stuff, or outsider sort of folk music, where it's like, I'm like a big fan of people that like make an album that no one likes and they dip for 20 years. I feel like there's a whole bunch of artists like that, like Vashti Bunyan and Bill Fay, and like clearly just doing it for themselves after that. I don't know, I think I kind of wanted to make something that felt like that, that feels kind of really out of step with everything else.
I love that as well. It's sort of the 20 years and then suddenly someone finds it, represses it, and it's like a cult hit. And everyone's like, oh, I've always loved Vashti Bunyan, It's a special feeling, though, that discovering music that feels totally like it was just made for the maker, or maybe for their friends or something. That's a really amazing feeling, I think, to listen to in music and be able to appreciate in the song as well.
Yeah, and I think when you discover something like that, like I've discovered a lot of my favorite music in like CD sale bins and stuff. Mm. And it's like, oh, this is like, 20 years after the album cycle. They're not promoting anymore. The band probably doesn't exist anymore. And I'm discovering it and I pay $5 for the CD and it's such a big part of my life.
Yeah. There's a bit of magic in that.
Yeah, it's kind of totally separate to the music industry, that way of the way it reached me, I guess.
Working in a record store must be quite useful for that for you, Lucas.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I think a lot about in terms of the album artwork or like how it sounds. I'm like, I kind of picture it playing in the shop and I'm like, okay, what do I like seeing on the shelf?
What appeals to you when you're you know, sorting things, sifting through the bins, as you say, you know.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about the visual stuff, because it is a huge feature of your work. Album covers, inserts, even the colour of the vinyl, it all feels very thought through, but also the music videos as well. They're a big part of this record, particularly the Invercargill Angel video and the Head Terrarium video. I keep coming back to, they're just so like incredibly imaginative and wonderful, and they take it into a different space that I hadn't thought about until I saw it. You know, it's a special process being able to create a visual world. How do you pick people to work with on that? Do they have to be friends of yours first? Where does the
friends first. I think when I, like, quite early on, like when I was doing Pickle Darling stuff, that was kind of one of the rules I set for myself, was like, okay, only do something if it feels, I only take a certain opportunity or do something if it feels good to me, because I want to do it, not because of like industry stuff or because of money. I'm like, okay, I've never really had money, so I'm not afraid of not really having it. So I should just do what feels good to me, and also only work with friends, like people that are friends first. That's kind of always been a part of the project. Like all the artwork, my friend Heather Marigold, she's been a friend for years, and she's done all my like album covers and EP covers and stuff. And yeah, I think my music, I kind of like essentially think of her as part of Pickle Darling at this point.
Yeah, the people that are also kind of in the band as well, it's a nice feeling.
Yeah, I feel like Pickle Darling is just whatever is, like, whoever's currently involved,
whoever's having dinner at your flat.
Yeah.
How does it feel to pass your creative ideas over to those people? Obviously being a friend takes a bit of the anxiety out of it, but you do seem to give quite a lot of freedom to those makers too. Do you have much of a conversation about the vibe or the idea or anything before you hand it over, or do you just sort of like to see what other people bring in?
I definitely have usually quite a strong idea of what I want it to feel like, and maybe some of the colors and stuff, but I kind of let them interpret it how they want, or come to me with a bunch of ideas and stuff. Like I do like it being slightly kind of unpredictable to me, and just like, okay, I've given Heather all this stuff, all my like inspirations for the album and all that, and a kind of lookbook, and whatever she shows me will be the album cover. Pretty much.
That's nice. That's a really nice process. Congratulations again, Lucas. This is a lovely record. I highly recommend people go get it in their lives. You can kind of get it on any format that suits you a little bit, especially vinyl is very nice at the moment,
I think, because the vinyl is a bit late, but I think it should be in shops either today or tomorrow. Cool. In New Zealand.
Fingers crossed. Go hit up your local record store, see what they're getting in, and you can also digitally get it, of course, on Bandcamp. Yeah. We're going to listen to the track Computer Repair now. What can you tell us about this song, Lucas?
Man, I can't even remember. There's a sign outside, like not far from my house, that just says Computer Repair, and that's where the title comes from.
Love it. Perfect.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great rest of your day, and congratulations again on the record, Lucas. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Bye.
Bye.
Pickle Darling with the beautiful track Computer Repair, which comes from the brand new album Laundromat, out now everywhere you would go and buy or listen to music. Thanks again to Lucas for chatting with us this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.